The 10th day of the blessed month of Barramutta. The departure of Anba Isaac, the disciple of Anba Apollo. On this day, the Holy Father Anba Isaac, the disciple of the great Anba Apollo, departed. This holy man renounced the world since his young age. He became a monk in the wilderness of Shahit under the guidance of Anba Apollo for 25 years. He exerted himself with a strenuous spiritual fight. He mastered the virtue of silence and quietness, especially during the prayers and the liturgies. He used to stand during the liturgy with his hands clasped and his head bent down until the end of the prayer, and then he returned to his cell, shutting his door, and did not associate with anyone that day. When they asked him, "Why do you not talk to anyone who wishes to talk to you during prayers or the liturgy?" he answered, saying, "There is a time for talking, and there is a time for praying." When his departure drew near, the fathers, the monks, gathered around him to receive his blessing, and they asked him, "Why did you flee from men?" And he answered them, "I was not fleeing from men, but from Satan. For if a man holds a lighted lamp in the wind, it will be extinguished. So it is with us when our minds enlighten during the prayers and the liturgy, and then we occupy ourselves by talking with each other. Our minds become darkened." When he finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 1145 A.D., the Holy Father, Pope Gabriel II, the 70th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was also known as Ibn Tariq. This saint was born in Old Cairo in the year 1084 A.D. His father was a pious priest who raised him with a Christian upbringing and was ordained a deacon at a young age. He was wise, loving to everyone, and well-versed in the Holy Scriptures and religious subjects. He was also a scribe in the court of El Khalifa. After a while, he wanted to devote himself to serve the church of the martyr Abu Sufyan. However, the Khalifa allowed him on condition of keeping his position as a scribe. In the later days of Pope Macarius, someone working in the court of El Khalifa falsely accused the Copts before him that they take the revenue of the churches and pass it on to the Europeans in secret. El Khalifa became angry and ordered to take the revenue of the churches to the treasury. For this reason, the Copts did not dare to take permission to elect a new patriarch. They waited about 2 years until those who accused the Copts were killed and the affairs had quieted down. Subsequently, El Khalifa permitted them to elect a new patriarch. A group of people went to the wilderness of St. Macarius, where they met Anba Yusuf, the abbot of St. John Kama's monastery, who told them, "Return, O my children, to Cairo, for the one who was chosen from God is the deacon Abu al-Ola ibn Tariq." They returned to Cairo and took Abu al-Ola to Alexandria. He was consecrated on the 9th in the year 1131 A.D. He was 47 years old and had taken the name Gabriel II. After the enthronement, he went to St. Macarius Monastery in Shahit, where he celebrated the Divine Liturgy. At the end of the liturgy, he added to the confession this sentence: "He made it one with his divinity." When the fathers objected, he informed them that this statement was added by the Holy Synod. After a lengthy deliberation, they asked him to add this sentence: "Without mingling, without confusion, and without alteration," because of the fear of falling into the heresy of Eutyches, and the Pope agreed with them to do this. During his papacy, he ordained 53 bishops and many priests. Pope Gabriel had many important achievements to his credit. First, he commanded the reading of the epistles and the gospels in Arabic after reading them in Coptic, also the sermons, so that the people could understand the readings and the sermons. Second, the Pope realized the difficulty of reading the Holy Bible, the Old Testament, and the New Testament during Passion Week, and he arranged certain readings for that purpose. And then, Anba Peter, Bishop of Albanasa, added the proper prophecies and sermons for each hour to form the catameros of the Holy Pascha, which the Church still uses to this day. Third, Pope Gabriel issued some canon in three books. In the first book, it contained 32 canons concerning the organization of the affairs of the Church and the civil and religious relation of the people with the Church. The second book was about the organization of all things concerning the clergy. The third book was about inheritance. After this saint completed his good endeavor, he had a serious illness. During his sickness, he saw a dream of a group of priests and monks carrying gospels, censers, crosses, and heard them saying, "You will be healed. However, we will come back to you after 1 year to take you with us." The Pope was cured, and after 1 year, he departed in peace. He remained on the apostolic throne for 14 years and 3 months. He was buried in the Church of the Martyr St. Mercurius Abu Safane. During the papacy of Pope Marcus III, the 73rd Patriarch of Alexandria, the body of Pope Gabriel II was relocated along with the body of Anba Ioannis V to the monastery of St. Macarius in Shahit. That was during the Holy Fast of the year 1170 AD in great celebration. May the prayers of Pope Gabriel be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.